Lady Gaga, Under the Knife this week. How'd it go? Let's find out. Recap of the week that was with Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell on The Ralphie Show. Of course, Gaga had that tear in her hip. Pretty much the same injury that Alex Rodriguez had, only Gaga didn't have to do any prehab. She went right to the surgery table this past week. Andrew, how did it all go down?
Looks like she's recovering. She's doing well. February 20th, which was Wednesday, she went in for surgery. And the doctor told her that she needs some strict downtime to recover, and it could take about 4 months for her to completely heal. So we're not going to see Gaga up on stage anytime soon, so she's going to have some serious bed rest and really fix that hip.
And if you've followed Alex Rodriguez's career, as unfortunately I have, you know that these things can creep back up if you don't take care of them properly. So she really has to adhere to doctor's orders, especially considering she hid this ailment from her staff, from everybody, and she continued to tour with it, right?
That's right. And she's only 26 years old. I mean, we forget how young Lady Gaga is because she's so accomplished.
Great point about her age, too. Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell here on The Ralphie Show. Fergie doesn't look her age at all. She looks a lot younger, but she has a child on the way with husband Josh Duhamel. Do they know if it's a boy or a girl yet? They just made the announcement this week, right?
If they do know, we don't know. The public doesn't know yet.
Right.
But they're very happy. They were just in London for the Brit Awards, and Fergie was out and about in L.A. promoting her Ferguson Crest wines, posed with the bottle, did not take a sip. This is before she announced that she was, in fact, pregnant. Mm-hmm. And also, we have a report that on February 1st, other friends were drinking around her. She requested just water. So she's known this for a little while and waited a bit to make the announcement. But she is 37 years old, and this is her first child. She's been together with Josh for some time, and the couple just seems to be beaming.
Yeah, she's an absolute sweetheart. I've had the chance to hang out with her, interview her a couple times. She's great, and certainly happy for the both of them. Hopefully they have a beautiful, healthy child. Wrap it up here with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell. We're going to go to the opposite end of the spectrum. Bradley Cooper is a bit a wild man these days. Reading some of these stories in Life and Style Weekly. Andrew, why don't you tell me about him? Who's he getting with? Or should I rather ask, who isn't he getting with?
Who isn't he getting with? He's single. He's a young guy. Attractive guy. He is going after it in London. He's out there. He was at a Silver Linings Playbook dinner, and he was chatting up with an MTV host named Laura Whitmore. 2 days later, he was spotted dirty dancing with an actress named Alice Eve at a BAFTA Film Awards party.
Mm-hmm.
And then he leaves the bash with another actress named Gemma Atherton. They go to a nightclub together until 2 o'clock in the morning. And later that same day, he's spotted with a 20-year-old model named Suki Waterhouse.
Model.
He's living it up in London.
Well, hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Thanks so much.